While U.S. manufacturers and labor unions seethed over the Pentagon contract, Europeans were happy at the prospect of new jobs and an economic boost. Still, in some political and business circles, Europeans kept their joy muted, aware that they can't risk further antagonizing their American partners. Eleanor Beardsley joins us from Paris. Eleanor, thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you, Scott.
And share with us, please, the reaction to this news in Europe today.
Well, it broke very late last night, and I think the first reaction was complete surprise because everyone thought Boeing was a shoe-in. It was on the TV and radio. This morning it's on the front page of every newspaper, and there's a lot of joy and pride. I mean, because this is, you know, finally a European space and defense contractor getting a foothold in the very lucrative American defense market. And no one expected it to happen, and they've really scored big this time.
Mm. The head of EADS, Louis Gallois, spoke this morning, I guess.
C'est une victoire formidable sur le marché américain. C'était une équipe de trois entreprises, Northrop Grumman, EADS, avec le motoriste General Electric. C'est cette équipe qui a gagné face à Boeing.
Right, that's Gallois. Well, first of all, he called it a major coup in the American market. But then he also stressed the partnership. Mm-hmm. He said EADS didn't do it alone. They did it with Northrop Grumman and General Electric that's going to provide the motors for these tankers. So he stressed that it was the teamwork that, in fact, beat Boeing in the end.
Mm. Well, what's the European response to some people in the United States who charge that A, the Pentagon is essentially subsidizing Airbus, and B, potentially giving away military secrets?
Well, first of all, some analysts I've talked to have said it's a two-way street. You know, the Europeans have been buying military hardware from the U.S. for a long time, and it's not the first time that the U.S. has bought military hardware from Europe. Mm-hmm. This is just the biggest, this is a coup of a contract. And everyone keeps emphasizing, you know, EADS is not Airbus, although Airbus planes will be used. And Northrop Grumman is really the one who signed the contract. They're the ones negotiating with the Pentagon. They're the, you know, the American foothold. So they're going to be really dealing with, it's going to be Airbus bodies of an already successful commercial plane, the A330-200. It's a freight plane. They're going to, you know, change these, modify them, and give them all the military systems that they need. And Northrop Grumman will be in charge of doing that.
And the analysis you're reading there, how did EADS manage to win the contract, you think?
Well, you know, I think they clinched the deal by playing the economic patriotism card. You know, EADS knew that they weren't going to go in there and negotiate with the Pentagon. They needed a good, steady American partner to do that, so they teamed up with Northrop Grumman. And they said, if we get this contract, we will not only assemble these tanker planes in the U.S., which seems normal because you wouldn't want a U.S. tanker plane coming off an assembly line in France or Germany, but they also agreed to transfer from Toulouse, France, the assembly lines there, to Mobile, Alabama, the entire assembly line of the commercial version of the plane. So they've sweetened the deal. They said, we'll provide, you know, it's going to be up to 3,000 jobs in Mobile, Alabama. But by transferring the assembly of the tanker and the commercial version of that plane to the U.S., EADS is also serving its own interests because, as you know, right now, the powerful euro is really hurting Airbus because planes are sold in dollars. So it's been looking to outsource. It's been looking to transfer some of its manufacturing to the dollar zone in the U.S. anyway. So that card obviously worked in some way. It swayed the deal in some way.
Eleanor Beardsley in Paris, thanks so much.
Thank you.